Laborers Together with God, February 26, 1899. How wonderful are the Lord's dealings with His people! By circumstances over which we have had no control, the providence of God has led us to advance, and day and night our prayers have ascended to heaven that the Lord would give us means that His name might be glorified. The Lord is never at a loss for resources. He will set circumstances in operation that will bring relief to His people. The words spoken of Christ, "He will not fail nor be discouraged," reveal to us that the Savior had great temptations to resist. Isaiah 42, verse 4. Though at times we may be sorely tried, we must have faith. We must work intelligently, doing the part God has assigned us, believing that He will work in our behalf. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. Christ commissions us to shine as lights in the world by reflecting the light of God as seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Who among us are doing this? Are our lives all aglow with this wondrous light? God expects every one of us to reflect His image to the world. We have been led on step by step to make advancement. We have walked and worked by faith, and we need to discipline ourselves to endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We want good, strong minds that are not easily discouraged, minds that are educated to grapple with the difficulties we shall meet and wrestle with and conquer hard problems. We must lift the standard of truth in the towns and cities around us. We must see what is to be done, and do it in the love and fear of God. When we have gone just as far as we can by faith, then the Lord will undertake in our behalf. It is God who has inspired us to commence this work. We have gone forward step by step, praying, believing, working. God is the author of our faith, and when we each act our individual part, He perfects the work, glorifying His own name in the finishing of it. The Lord inspires His consecrated workmen to work not from what they see, but from what the Lord sees. We need to strengthen ourselves with hope, the twin sister of faith. God's workers must live in perfect submission to the will of God. There is danger of working at cross purposes with God, for man wants to work his way, which he supposes is the very best way in which to bring about the purposes of God. But we cannot succeed in having our own will and way. God must work in us, and by us, and through us. We are to be in the hands of God, as clay in the hands of the potter, for Him to fashion and mold after the divine similitude. Our hearts need to be wholly sanctified to God. Let us not seek to retain our own way and will. God has given us His truth, that it may sanctify, refine, and ennoble the whole man. "This is the will of God concerning you," He said, "even your sanctification." 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 3-11. My heart is full of hope and going forward. The ways and means are under God's control, and His workers must move forward in faith. There is a great work to be done all through Newcastle, and no divided work must be done. Meeting houses must be built in at least two parts of the city, and when the field is thoroughly worked, no less than three houses of worship must be erected. Maitland is 20 miles from Newcastle and 25 miles from Currumbong. This place must soon be entered. We must not wait until the means are in our hands, but believe that the Lord will supply our lack from His abundant resources. Those who are in possession of property are God's stewards of means. The Lord has men who will be faithful to their trust. His work will go forward, and we must advance with the work, or we shall be left behind, while others will take our place, to be honored in carrying out the purposes of God unto victory. The anointing which ye have heard of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, ye may have confidence, and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If ye know that He is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of Him. 1 John 2, verse 27 to 29. The Lord sees all the possibilities there are in man to work out His divine end, and those who are called to be laborers with Him will receive His ideas regarding those who are His by creation and by redemption. As co-workers with Christ, they will labor for the higher classes as well as for the poor, the outcast, the depraved. They will not fail nor be discouraged, for, imbued with the Spirit of Christ, they will see hope for the most hopeless. They will work according to God's plans, realizing that man must be sought for and labored for in order to be made Christ-like. God must plan with and for His workers. A great work is to be done by physicians. They are to be laborers together with God. All their work must be done to the glory of God. The Lord wants honest lawyers and physicians. He says to these professional men, "I have a work for you to do. You are to make me your criterion. You are not to do injustice to any man. You are called to share in the work of redemption. Every man called to the law is to become God's honest lawyer and is to do justice and judgment, to alleviate the distress of the oppressed, to lift up the helpless." God says to them, "I want justice done in this world, and you cannot be fit for the kingdom of heaven unless you obey my law in all your administration." He calls the merchant and says to him, "You are my agent to carry out my will and purpose. You are trading upon my goods. I call you to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, and be the poor man's friend." God calls men to be physicians, but He does not require them to practice drug medication. He never designed that the medical profession should become what it is today. To every physician He says, "I have given you reason and knowledge and skill to deal not only with the poor, but with the rich. Take no advantage of the poor man. Make no dishonest charges to the wealthy. You are to be a sanctified physician, and I have pledged myself to work with you if you will work on righteous principles." The lawyer, the physician, the politician are to be representatives of Jesus Christ. His government must be established in the earth. The law of truth and righteousness must be the foundation of every business transaction. God's work in the world must be after the divine order, that His workers may be vindicated by the law of eternal justice and equity. The work that has been directed in wrong channels through selfishness must be righted and brought into harmony with the original design of God. Then every obstacle will be removed from between the work and the Lord. If God's work is to be perpetuated through eternal ages, it must be begun on right principles on earth. The burning ambition to excel in various lines leads to the breaking of the law of God. It reveals that man does not love God with all his heart and his fellow man as himself. No man, whatever his profession, is fitted for the kingdom of Christ who charges exorbitant sums for his services. God will not admit a dishonest man into His kingdom, for that man would carry on the same practices in heaven that he has adopted in his business on earth. The real estate agent, if he would have a place in the kingdom of God, must see the necessity of working according to God's plan. But this is seldom done. To every man and woman who professes to be a child of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Christ to the immortal inheritance, God says, I will render to every man as his work shall be. If you will make my law your criterion, I will fit you for every work you undertake. That law is the transcript of my character, and you are not fit for the society of the saints in light unless you walk in the light of that law. My kingdom is to be symbolized on this sin-cursed earth by every one of my subjects. God's law is love, for it proceeds from the God of love. The Bible is God's great law book, and if the multitudinous volumes of law were consumed, if every man would make the Word of God his guide, we would see a different world from that which we have today. God has a high church principle, and He has a high church training for the fitting up of a people for the higher church above. As professed Christians, you do not know what God can do for you. Take hold of the work somewhere, and God will signify to you the education you should have for the higher church in the kingdom of heaven. God calls for service in His lines. We have only one perfect photograph of God, and this is Jesus Christ. In entering into any line of service, we need to ask, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11.